I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Sometimes I wish that it was 2010 so that we could do It's the Dougie.
It's the Dougie of the day.
Hit the Dougie. Hit the Dougie.
You know what we could do? Because you and Liv the Web Girl are always so cold. We'd be like, they're wearing a Snuggie.
Snuggie of the day.
They're wearing a Snuggie today.
People on our Instagram probably think that my princess blanket is attached to me at this point because I'm always wrapped up in it.
You're like Linus over here. Let's start out with your first dummy of the day story. Hey, what's up your butt? Cops in Virginia got a weird call from a K Jewelers at a mall. There was a guy who was creeping everybody out with a puppet. The man and the puppet were being, quote, very aggressive and harassing people as they walked by.
What were they doing?
They just were yelling at them. Like, he'd yell, like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then the puppet, like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
I love that. I
know,
love
me
it.
Me too.
The man and the puppet took off before cops could arrive. Let's head to Virginia again for this story. A shoe store there called Clean Souls. Oh, maybe it's a religious shoe store. They had two break-ins in, this past summer. A lot of the shoes were stolen, but almost all of them were right-footed shoes.
That's weird.
Well, here's why it makes sense.
A guy with a peg leg?
Maybe. Could be. I doubt that's the thing, though. The thieves took a bunch of right-foot display shoes, because you know, normally like, they put the one shoe out so you can look at it. Like, this is an example of what the shoe looks like. It's usually always the right shoe, and that's exactly what happened in this case right here. And the person never went back into the room where the other shoes were, like all the sets were. The owner said they ran off with a total of 13 right-footed shoes, one pair of sneakers, plus a few shirts, hoodies, and a jacket. But
what are they going to do with all those? Half a pair?
I don't know. Maybe find a store where it's like a left-footed shoe place.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they're going to have to find somebody with a peg leg on the street to sell to them.
Hey, you're missing me, Stumpy.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to a deserted island, find some pirates.
And your vinyl dummy of the day story on the Joe and Alex Show is in Minnesota. Cops got a call last week about a burglary at a farm. When they arrived, they found 29-year-old Matthew hadn't gotten very far. As a matter of fact, his truck was still on the property. Joe, why was his truck still on this property?
Joe, why was this truck still there?
Well, since you asked in unison, when Matthew tried to drive away with the stolen lumber, he got stuck in a pile of cow manure.
Oh, man, that'll get you. A sticky situation. It's a crappy one.
Every time. Whoops, sorry, wrong one. I meant to hit. There we go. Yeah, so that was not good for him. He tried to run away, but he ended up getting stuck waist deep in the cow pies in his shoes.
Ew.
His shoes ended up coming off
the
poo pile.
He can contact the right footed shoe bandit guy and get some right shoes at least.
But he needs a left one too. This was not good for him. So at that point, he gave up, stuck waist deep in the manure, lit a cigarette, and waited for the cops to come and arrest him.
Nasty.
He was arrested for burglary and possession of stolen property. The cops hosed him off too. They're like, dude, you're going to stink this place up, before they threw him in jail. They say their police station still reeks of cow manure.
Ew.
Even though they've kept their windows open, and what every college guy goes to, they sprayed Febreze and it's made no impact.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything when you've got that big of a stink bomb.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.